ABC Radio Australia.
While climate change attracted most of the leaders' attention and the media's at last week's Pacific Islands Forum, there were other issues that were discussed, among them family violence, and we're going to have more on that shortly. But the regional prime ministers and presidents also discussed the Indonesian provinces of Papua and West Papua. Despite differences of opinion in the past, the forum's final communique included a strong call for Jakarta to take action to address the leaders' concerns about ongoing human rights violations in the area. West Papuan activists were at the forum as part of Vanuatu's official delegation. They say the communique is a significant step in their fight for self-determination, as Liam Fox reports.
West Papua has been a constant agenda item at the 18-member Pacific Islands Forum in recent years. The differing views of leaders, though, and their relationship with Indonesia has meant the language expressed in the end-of-forum communiques has been muted. Not so this year. The communique out of Tuvalu strongly encouraged Indonesia to finalise the timing of a visit by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to allow for a report on the situation to be ready before next year's Pacific Islands Forum. The leaders acknowledged the reported escalation in violence and continued allegations of human rights abuses in West Papua and agreed to re-emphasise and reinforce the forum's position of raising its concerns over the violence. It's a marked difference from last year's communique. In 2018, the West Papuan issue constituted a single sentence where leaders recognised the constructive engagement by forum countries with Indonesia with respect to elections and human rights in West Papua and to continue dialogue in an open and constructive manner.
We welcome the outcome of the communique in terms of the language that has come out of this communique is a strong push by the leaders, in particular calling on the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. That's a big step.
Ronnie Kareni is the Pacific representative of the ULMWP, the United Liberation Movement for West Papua. Members of the ULMWP, including its prominent chair, Benny Wender, were in Tuvalu as part of Vanuatu's official delegation. It was a move that angered Indonesia, as did the inclusion once again of West Papua on the forum's agenda. Indonesia maintains other countries should not interfere in its internal affairs. Vanuatu has traditionally been a vocal supporter of the West Papuan independence movement, as has Solomon Islands. This year, though, leaders from other countries expressed strong concerns at reports of ongoing human rights abuses by Indonesian security forces. At a session with civil society organisations, Tonga's Prime Minister, Akilisi Pohiva, made an emotional plea. We should not let others control us. We should stand together in support of the people of West Papua, he said. Samoa's Prime Minister, Tuilaepa Sailele, said people are suffering and we need to revisit our positions. We need to address this issue with courage. Mr. Kareni says the support from the Polynesian leaders was an important part in securing the strongest statement in the final communique.
Especially with the Tongan Prime Minister, his statement changed the mood in the dialogue session with the CSOs, and that really galvanised support.
It wasn't all celebrations for the West Papuans and their supporters, though. Last Thursday, the day the forum leaders met in their retreat, demonstrations were held in West Papua and other Indonesian provinces to coincide with their meeting. West Papuan sources say more than 100 people were arrested and detained across 3 protest sites in Jayapura. Mr. Kareni says the statement in the forum communique is welcome news, but it's a small step in their campaign for self-determination. He says the next target is a statement on the issue from the United Nations.
A resolution whereby the political status of West Papua must be debated or requires an advisory opinion, so a legal opinion on this political status.
Pacific Beat sought comment from the Indonesian embassy in Canberra.